from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Virgie, what do you make of just their effort tonight? What was different in this one versus game one?
I thought it was a tight game, and obviously they came out on top, and we had a good push early, then they had a good push, and then it was pretty tight till the end. Scored a big goal late to tie it and bring it into overtime, which is shows the resilience that our team has. So, it didn't go our way tonight, but we're going to get ready for the next one.
Well, the silver lining, I mean, you're playing with an 18-year-old and other vet, Mason Yobbs. How much fun are you having out there?
Yeah, lots of fun. Anton's done a great job since he's got here. I'm really mature for being an 18-year-old. It's, crazy when people tell me that he's that young. But he's a great player, and he's got a great career ahead of him.
Their goals came basically off big stops, kind of the same way. How do you work on those now as you prepare?
There's video that we can look at and make adjustments. And, our team's pretty good at making those adjustments. And, the staff does a great job at presenting them to us and giving us a game plan. So, it's our job to go out and execute them next year.
What did you see from the bench on the ice?
To be honest with you, I didn't really see. It's tough late in the game and late in period. It's humid. You don't know if it bounces or if a guy gets a stick on it. We had good intent there to try to get a stick on it to get it. But it's tough for me to see it from where I was at on the bench. So,
ups and downs of each two games. What do you want your young guys going through this for the first time to take out?
It's a great experience. From my perspective, there's a lot of opportunity. And, it's opportunity to gain trust from your teammates or from coaches. You talk about young guys like Oslin and Wahlberg coming in and, getting put in positions that, there's opportunity to make a good, strong play on a wall or score a goal or be hard on the forecheck, whatever it is. So, there's opportunities to score big goals or block shots. There's a lot of opportunities.
So adjustments that have to be made. Mm-hmm. I think Utica, one of the games in that series 2 years ago, might have scored three goals off faceoffs in one game. They're made adjustments, I think.
Yeah.
Is that similar?
Yeah. In a series like this, we've played these guys a lot of times, so I'm sure they make adjustments and we make adjustments. I remember that. It's funny you bring that up, but this tight series, we've played these guys a lot. They know us and we know them, and we're going to get back to work and find a way to win one in Syracuse.
Michael, it took a long time in the third period for your team to generate much in the way of shots or zone time. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that was kind of on your group not being effective in passing, or was it a lot of Syracuse and how they changed their presentation in the neutral zone?
Yeah, I thought we had a good start with, Rusick and their line was holding on to pucks in the O zone early, and then they do a really good job at swarming and ending plays in their D zone. They got some big, strong players, and it's up to us to win those battles and make plays that relieve that type of pressure to stay in the O zone. So I would say a mixture of both, but obviously we got to stick to what we do and our identity as a team.
Michael,
what's been so frustrating about getting 2-0 leads and not being able to be put a team away?
I wouldn't say there's frustration, but I think mindset needs to be, and I think it's been our mindset, is to get the get the third goal, and that gives us a better chance to play with lead and be more aggressive. We've had chances to score those third goals, or score a goal early, and then it's three, and when we scored the other two after it. But capitalizing on our opportunities. We've done that, and we know that we can do that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.